This is the Freeman Podcasting Network, bringing a Judeo-Christian voice into the world of internet podcasting. We provide a fresh look at culture, history, and current events, all laced with biblical insight. My name is Mark Weaver. Visit our website at freemanpodcasting.net to learn about who we are and what we do. Your narrator for this podcast is Melissa Gresham. Have a great day.
We were all sitting around the living room. Carrie, Anna, Mom, Louis Wickham, and me. Louis was a guest in our house. He had come over to talk to my sisters about grown-up stuff. The only person who wasn't there yet was my dad, or Pop, we like to call him. Finally, after what seemed like an eternity, Pop pulled up in the driveway. "Yay! Pop is home!" I shouted in my head, leaping from my chair as I dashed outside and ran to meet him. "Pop! Pop!" I yelled. "Hi, Pop!" I jumped up on him, practically clobbering him with all my unspent energy as he embraced me with open arms. "Hey, Missy! What you doing?" he said sweetly. My head buried itself in his chest, and I was instantly comforted by the smell of smoke, coffee, and aftershave that radiated off of his shirt. I thought. Home, sweet home. Here, in his arms, and surrounded by this aroma, was the only place I felt comforted, soothed, and special, because I was with a special person. Upon entering the house, I heard Louis speak the words I will remember for the rest of my life. "I hope my little girl still runs up to me like that when she's her age." From that moment on, I knew Pop and I shared a special bond and that we always would. 6 years ago, after I was older and more mature, a discovery process I like to call the awakening took place. I began to see my parents for the first time in a different light, and the bond between Pop and me turned from its childlike attributes and developed into a full-blossomed friendship. Pop was a man now, not just a father. He was a confidant and not a playmate. Brilliance, prosperity, wittiness, wisdom, and grace are but a few of the many characteristics that emanate from Pop's tall, dark frame. His level of intellect ranks far beyond the average person. His amazing insight into every situation and his ability to read beyond the outside and into the depths of one's inner soul is remarkable. Pop stretches people and molds them. He looks past the whirlwind of opposing forces that attack the truth of a situation. His heart holds a heavy burden for the people of this nation to see the truth, and he is constantly looking for places to share and administer his gift of knowledge to others. If people looked deep down and reached into Pop's inner soul, they'd find what I did. Within our bond, Pop and I share many of the same interests. We like to read, write, play, and create music, make home movies, take pictures, and dream. Oh yes, we love to dream. My interest in these things most likely derived and cultivated from Pop's interest in them, but my newest and most recent interest and discovery has been history. Pop's love for the subject is an inspiration to me. I used to hate history. It sickened me. I would fall asleep in all of my history classes in high school because I was bored to tears. I never saw the point of learning a bunch of historical facts. Pop always tried to warn me, "Listen up in class because this is important stuff, Melissa." He'd go on and on about our founding fathers and what they did and how our country was this great free nation, blah, 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 I would think to myself. Then one day, after years of history rejection, a flame was ignited in my heart and a burning passion for the subject surfaced itself. This past election year was what did it for me. I found myself sucked into the debates and eager to learn and understand the topics that each candidate held. I found myself tuning into the inspiring Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity on the radio, trying to feed my underdeveloped brain with various sources of knowledge and wisdom. I remember going home last year in October for a visit right before the elections and taking a drive up to the Shenandoah Valley with Pop. I can't quite remember how the conversation started, but I remember being so interested in what was going on in the world with the war, the elections, etc., and pounding Pop for answers to my questions. What was the whole thing with Dan Rather, Pop? What really happened? What's really going on over in Iraq, Pop? Why are the media blowing things out of proportion and treating Bush so poorly, I'd ask. That's just what they do, he would say. They live for this kind of stuff. They live to distort the truth. I was so intrigued. I felt like I was being let in on some kind of special top-secret information that only the Secret Service knew about. The elections weren't the only thing that I was interested in. I wanted to learn about what happened during the different eras of time in our history and be able to name each president and explain how each contributed to making this nation great. Things stirred in my heart as we drove. Why was Clinton such a horrible president, and what were some of the things that he did to make his name a disgrace to this country? I would think to myself. These simple, yet abstract issues never before made their way to my small and confined intellectual capabilities. Was it beginning to expand my level of thinking? Why didn't I know the answers to these questions? Why didn't I know what congressmen really did or how a veto worked? Why didn't I know when the Great Depression started and what really caused it? How come I couldn't point out where certain countries were located on a map? I had a lot to learn. But for some reason, I didn't care. I was so excited, thrilled even, to know that I would have to teach myself these things. Years of not paying attention to my classes in high school led me to where I am today, lost and unlearned about the birth and growth of this nation. I'm disgusted with myself for not being more attentive in my classes in middle school and high school, but I'm so excited to have the privilege now to learn about history all over again, and this time at my own pace with my own personal teacher, Pop. As this discovery of a love for history made itself known, I began to realize that I was becoming like Pop, and I wasn't even trying. I was always fascinated with him, held an endearing relationship with him, and wanted to be just like him, and now I was. I had turned into my father. But it was great. Now we could relate even better to each other. Now we would have things to talk about for endless hours. Not that we didn't before. Now we would be even closer, our friendship even stronger. I am older and married now, and I don't run to Pop anymore in the carefree, childlike manner that I used to. I'm too big to jump up on him and tackle him to the floor while he tickles me and I die of endless laughter. I'm too big to hop on his shoulders and have him carry me downtown to the Christmas parade, but I'll never be too grown up to ask his opinion, get his advice, or ask for direction in a situation. I'll never be too old for him to teach me a thing or two. And every now and then, when I'm sitting close to him, or even when I'm miles away, I'll get a whiff of that scent and I'll feel warm and comforted. I'll know that even though I'm all grown up, I'll be Daddy's girl forever.
Thanks for listening, and please visit us at freemanpodcasting.net.